This is from the old school, new school.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we do have a good lineup on the phones now, and for those of you who know Frank from West Virginia, he is on the line, but we're not going to go to him now because I got other people in front of him, but just because he is famous, he's like of a star on this show. Frank from West Virginia. We're going to go to him in a few minutes, but first let's go to Gary in Montana on line two.
Hello, Doc.
Hi.
Yeah, I'd recommend interviewing Sanchez. Give him a soapbox to stand on.
Let me tell you something, Gary. Sanchez now is laying low. I don't believe Sanchez will speak to his mother if she's going to ask him about what he said. So I really doubt if Sanchez is not going to go down as a hero. He will be actually committing suicide if he talks to anyone about this. The only thing, I'll tell you what he's going to do, just like everybody else. He's going to say, I'm sorry, I did not mean it, because you know what? It was an ambush. If you listen to that interview carefully, it was an ambush on the part of Pete Dominique. Now, Sanchez did not bring up the Jewish issue. You know, they've been trying to get Sanchez for a long, long time. They've been taking shots at him. But it wasn't, you know, he never said anything like this. And it was the time. So I really doubt, number one, I believe, and I haven't seen any statements yet. If anyone listening to us can search if Sanchez had actually made any comment on that or not. He is on Facebook, so... Maybe someone on Facebook can tell us if Rick Sanchez said anything about this, but I doubt. I mean, more than he would just say, I'm sorry, I did not mean it, just like Helen Thomas when she said, sorry, I did not mean it.
So
I doubt it. I doubt if he's going to be speaking about it.
It might be cool to offer him an opportunity. You know, he might think that I'm already blackballed by 96% of these, you know, media, so... take that opportunity to speak the truth and enlighten a bunch of people, and that's the kind of things we got to hope for, in my view, is people coming forth from the inside and shedding light on them creatures. That's just one man's opinion.
Yes, I appreciate it. I appreciate that. And, you know, to shed more... more lights on this, I think we got plenty of lights being shed on it, except... In the mainstream media. You know, we have talked for years and years and years. You know, in the truth movement, you will see that people are speaking about this. But in the mainstream media, you are not going to find that. Because what are they going to do? Yes, we are in your face. Yes, we are the minority. Yes, we are about 1% of the population, but we control 99% of your brains. You know,
yeah, but he has a recognizable face and voice. You know,
well, I mean, you want more than Helen Thomas and who else? I mean, we have more people. You know, who are now? You find them in the history books. That's about it, because they will not have a voice on the air, period, unless they are like on a local station somewhere. And you know, besides, most local stations are actually owned by these people too. But you know, someone on the on our Skype chat room, the Current Issues Skype chat room, you know, made a good point. It was Sahar, actually. She made a good point saying that, hey, look, you know, if all of these names and all of these companies that you mentioned, and you say 96%, this sounds like 100%, and that's probably 100% is more like it, because 100% is, I would say, let's put it 99.999, and the truth movement have that 0.009% left. Appreciate it. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Oh. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Free.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just forewarning, we do have Frank from West Virginia. You know, we're not going to go to him again. We just want to tell people, you know, we kind of, all this is leading to the introduction of Frank. Because normally, I like it. You know, when, you know, Frank, of course, he's always against me and against what I say, but we always have fun. Before I go to Frank, though, from the horse's mouth, I came across an article. And by the way, I decided to do the program today from the house. Normally, I do it from the office. But today, I made a mistake and decided to do it from the house. And to tell you the truth, it was a mistake because I'm starving, I'm hungry, and the smell, the aroma of my wife's cooking is coming up. And so it's not easy to sit in a house full of good aroma, good cooking, and having to go for another hour. So that's going to be a challenge. Now, if I do tell the producer to go into like a lot of commercials, that means I could not hold off. But we'll see. Anyway, this article was written by Philip Wise, who is a Jewish journalist. And he said, this is what he started his article that he wrote a couple of years ago. He said, at least half a dozen times in recent months, the suggestion has come from serious people that Jews predominate in the American media. That if we are not dominant, we are a major bloc. He said, and again, this was like 2 years ago. He said last month at a forum at the Nixon Center, former Bush official Dov Zachim, who's an Israeli Jew, by the way, said Jews don't dominate the policy-making process, but the media is a different story. Now, of course, Dov Zachim was in control and in policy-making process, and during the Bush administration, many of them were there. Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, Richard Perle, and the list goes on and on. But he made a statement saying, no, we don't dominate policymaking, but the media, hey, that's a different story. Now, Phil continued in his article saying, I don't know that anyone has visited the simple question raised by these statements. Do Jews dominate the media? Question mark. This is something I know about personally. I have worked in print journalism for more than 30 years. I have worked for many magazines and newspapers. And for a time, my whole social circle was editors and writers in New York. I don't know television. I don't know Washington journalism well. I don't know the West Coast. My sample is surely skewed by the fact that I am Jewish and I have always felt great comfort with other Jews. But in my experience, Jews have made up the majority of the important positions in the publications I worked for. A majority of the writers I have known at this place, and the majority of the owners who have paid me. Yes, my own sample may be skewed, but I think it shows that Jews make up a significant proportion of power positions in media. Half, if not more. Before considering that this means, let me make my experience concrete. My serious journalism began at the Harvard Crimson in the 70s. A friend said the paper was a Jewish boys club. It was dominated by middle-class Jews. As apparently today there are a lot of agents, many of these Jews are now powerful presences in the media. Zucker is one of them. My first paying job was in Minneapolis. Five Harvard guys started a weekly. Four of them were Jewish, including the publisher paying our meager salaries. I remember our editor walking the halls parading and the jingle we had on the radio. The jingle went, and I quote, "We have got the news, we've got the sports." He sang it. "We've got the Jews and we got the sports." I was hired by a Jewish editor at my next job, the Philadelphia Daily News, in 1978. And when I started freelancing in 1981, Jewish Harvard friends got me work at the Columbia Journalism Review and the Washington Monthly. A Gentile brought me in at Harper's and the New Republic. It was at the New Republic a launching pad for any number of highly successful journalists that I briefly associated with Marty Peretz and did a story for him mocking the United Nations, whose judgment he seeks at every turn to nullify because the United Nations is critical of Israel. Fast forward, in New York, I have worked for a dozen magazines. Most of my editors have been Jewish. Both my book publishers were Jewish. At one point, at one publishing house, the editor, his boss, and her boss were all Jewish, and so was the lawyer vetting the work. I remember her saying she would never travel to Malaysia because of the anti-Semitic prime minister. Oh, and the assistant editor was half Jewish. I should point out that I have worked with many Gentile editors and writers, and I have never been aware of the employment discrimination against them, though I may not be the best source. In fact, at Spy, the three top editors were all non-Jews, and when I used the epithet WASP, it was removed from my copy. But that is the exception. Generally, it's been Jews, Jews, Jews. When I hear NPR do a piece with its top political team and both are Jews, when a Jewish friend calls me and gossip about lunches with two top news executives at major publications who are both Jewish and who I have known for 20 years. When a Jewish editor friend tells me that Cy Newhouse would be distributed if Vanity Fair editor Graydon Carter, who has done such courageous work against the Iraq war, did anything to expose the Israel lobby. And when I say that my income has been derived overwhelmingly from Jewish-owned publications for years, this simply the ordinary culture of the magazine business as I know it. I have some ideas why Jews have predominated, but that is not purpose of this posting. Last year, Senator Russ Feingold buttonholed on C-SPAN about why so many speakers on air were Jews, were Jewish. He said, "We are all good at talking. That's all due for now." And he goes on and on and on. But I think you do get the picture of his article that actually Jews saturated the industry, the media industry. And with that, we are going to our star caller, Frank from West Virginia.
What about the scribes?
Frank there, Dr. Tawali. In Tennessee now, I was on vacation down here, neck of the woods, Gulf Shores, Alabama, last month at that time. And I've been listening to you here in the car on my iPhone here. And here's the deal with the media. The media's dead. You know, it's all internet now. And you're on the internet, and everybody else is on the internet. The internet ain't controlled by the Jews. And we're on the internet, you're on the internet, Alex Jones is on the internet, and everybody's on the internet. Right, Dr. Dwali, you get that? The media palettes are dying. Doctor.
Do you know how many people are on the internet?
What?
Do you know how many people listen to us on the internet? Do you know how many people listen to CNN and Fox? So don't say, you see, the internet is a very small percentage of the media, of people that go and get there. Okay. By the way, are you driving?
Yeah, I'm driving at 70 miles an hour. And the person Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm
having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. But go ahead, make your point while we still have you.
But my point is nobody listens to mainstream media anymore. Sanchez.
My goodness! You know why I love you, Frank. Frank, I love you because you say stupid stuff that nobody listens to mainstream media. My goodness, why do you think it's called mainstream media? Are you telling me no one listens to Fox Network? Are you telling me no one listens to Glenn Beck, who's saying that his radio show by itself has 12 million people? Are you telling me that no one has listened to the 20 million that... No, who are these people that are listening to Rush Limbaugh? Who's listening to Sean Hannity? Who's listening to CNN, ABC, NBC? Who's watching all these movies?
Go ahead. They're cable news outlets. You can pay to listen to that. It's like the internet. You can pay to listen on the internet. They're not given for free. They're not shot out over the airwaves. 20 million listen to Rush Limbaugh every day. Not too many, one of your guys on your side. 20 million people listen to every day, and I bet you can't name one. 20 million people listen to Al Jazeera every day, and they're going bankrupt. Al Jazeera is going bankrupt, you know it.
Yeah, well, guess what? Al Jazeera is controlled too, so don't think Al Jazeera is not controlled.
Well, now we're going into Fox News.
Dr. Tawali, who are you controlled by?
I'm controlled by me. Now, listen, Frank. Many times I told you, when you have your group with you in the background, introduce all of them, you know, all the stooges. Introduce all the stooges, you know, like Mo and Larry and Curry. Introduce them to them. So who's talking now? Who's talking now? I'll tell you what, we're going to have to take a break very quick, and we'll be back with the three stooges. Be right back.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we are speaking with Frank from West Virginia. And, Frank, I want to tell you this. You need to hear this. You know, some of the listeners actually suggesting to me that I distract you enough so you run off the road. But I told them, no, we need Frank. We don't want to distract you. So listen, drive carefully. As a matter of fact, Frank, if you can stop, so maybe. Okay, listen. The sound is horrible. Hold on. Okay, now who was with you in the background? Introduce yourself.
Well, yeah, I'm Frank from West Virginia.
Let somebody else talk because your sound is not that great. Who was the other one?
Hydrofoilers in there.
Okay. Hello? Let him talk. Maybe we can hear better. Yes.
Right. This is Hydrofoiler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that you'd find that book by Dr. Lucas and Dr. Boswell fairly illuminating, and I was telling Frank to read it. That's all, and yeah.
Well, is Tony in there? Anybody else in there?
Listen, Frank, see if you can stop somewhere and call us when you have a better signal. Because, really, you know, we're not hearing you too well. At least I'm not hearing you too well to even respond to what you have to say. So I'm going to have
Dr. Kowali, I wanted to ask you, How would you respond to the claim that people who are from Cyprus could be called niggers? What do you think about that?
I have no idea what you're speaking of, and anyone that would call anyone with that word, he should be ashamed of himself.
Well, but
and
they
this
are,
is
Turk.
Not. This is not. This is not a Turkish show to even say anything like that. So, do you have anything to say about the media?
No, just about
right,
niggers.
Well, all right, flush them down. Listen, Frank, if you can call us with a better phone, better connection, I would love to take you, but we're going to have to cut you out now. Not because we don't want to hear you, because we can't hear you. All right, we're going to go to back to the callers with Joe calling from Pennsylvania on line 3. Joe.
Hello, Dr. Talawi.
Hi.
You know, one thing that Frank said, it's ridiculous to say that they don't control the media now because of the internet and so forth. I will say this, though. What Frank's saying is in the process of becoming a reality. It's going to take some more time, but you can see the viewership's down on a lot of these media outlets. The New York Times it is just about going out of business. The Philadelphia Inquirer, near where I live, they were just bought by about $5 or $10.
Know, Joe, they are, of course, you know, the statement that they don't control the media, that the internet is available is ridiculous at this point of time. But before we get to actually where people are getting their news from the internet, they're going to have total control of it. As it is, they are trying to control it now. They're trying to control everything you're doing, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, everything you do on the internet, and Barack Obama actually is pushing for that, and that will probably come within the next few weeks where the government will be in control of that. And of course, if they are in control of that, then we know who's trying to control the internet.
Well, if the government, if they use their power to take control of the government, that could be true. They might end up, you know, just like a few years ago, the crooked government judge put the Spotlight newspaper out of business, you know. So yeah, they can do that eventually. The only thing is, by that time, I think there'll be so many people. The internet's not the only way of communicating. It's been great in a lot of ways because you get a lot of good things off of it. But you know that what Frank is saying though is. Probably right now their biggest fear, you know. But it's like a no-brainer that they control everything, and Jewish people themselves admit it. But you know, Rick Sanchez made the big mistake. There's a whole lot of things that are taboo to say, even though everybody knows they're true, and what Rick Sanchez said is one of them. But you know, it goes back to Maya Rothschild, who said, I think back in the late 1700s or early 1800s, I don't care who controls a nation's makes a nation's laws as long as I control its money. And that is the root of their power and has been the root of their power for the past few hundred years. And, you know, they even go so far, and I've said this on your show before, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but they control the churches. Just about every single preacher goes to a seminary that is, you know, they interpret the Bible based on Cyrus I. Schofield, who was co-opted by a man named Samuel Untermeyer. And Schofield, this man was a con man his whole life. He deserted his family. He, you know, went to jail a few times. And you know, here, I mean, they quote his footnotes as if they're the scriptures themselves. It's incredible. You can't even quote
That is true. That is true.
You can't even use the term synagogue of Satan in a church, even though Jesus used that term twice in the book of Revelation.
Very good. No. Joe, we're going to have to move on. Appreciate the call. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, we're going to go back to the phones here in a minute. Of course, I'm glad that Frank called back, and I understand that he sounds better now. So, but before I go there, I wanted to say hello to a devoted listener who's listening to us from Norway, Annie. She is listening to us, and it's 12:30 a.m. Over there in Norway. She has not missed not even 1 week in the last few years listening to the program. So even the rebroadcast, she listened to it. So, Annie, I thank you, and I thank you for your support. You are a darling. And, of course, we have many listeners, just to name a couple of them. Sahar, who used to listen to us from Amman, Jordan. She's in the States, and she's also listening to us. And, of course, we cannot forget our Luma from Amman, who is an inspiring person, and who will be with us on a weekly basis, and hopefully we are grooming her to actually give us some international reports. And this is coming in the future, so you can look forward to Luma working with us. Anyway, we are going to go back to the phones, and we do have Ramsey, who's been waiting on the phone, calling from Canada on line 4. Ramsey, welcome to the program.
Hello, sir. Thank you for your call. Thank you for taking my call. So I just want to say something. You're talking about Rick Sanchez and Helen Thomas. So there's one quote people have to know, and that's the quote by Ariel Sharon when he was prime minister, or before he became prime minister. He said, "We, the Jews, control America, and the American people know it." End quote. He said that to Shimon Peres, and it's documented that it was on the radio. So, in the same category as Philip Weiss, many you mentioned, but this was Sharon, before he became Israeli prime minister, he said that. And so another point I'd like to mention is, and you mentioned this on your show, is Wolf Blitzer. He was a member of AIPAC, American Israel Public Affairs Committee. So see, it doesn't only show you that they're Jewish, but they're Jewish from the lobby itself, who are in big positions at CNN and other networks. And also, sir, another comment I'd like to make, and this might sound frustrating, like it is frustrating actually, that, sir, those people who say that Jews control the media is a lie is not only by people who are pro-Israeli. It's also by people who are pro-Palestinian, like especially Jews, like people like Chomsky and Stephen Zunes. And I remember one time, I remember when I called you for the first time, it was like 4 years ago, you had I called you on your current issues program on Thursdays, and you had Ralph Schoenemann. And he disagreed with you. And he disagreed with you completely. He thought that you are saying something out of the blue, and I called in and said that you were right and Ralph Sharma was wrong regarding the media. So, but these people, in my opinion, Ralph Sharma and all these Jewish leftists, are making just fools of themselves. Like, I appreciate that they criticize Israel, but they still want to give the image that, you know, the Jews are have nothing to do with the media, and they claim that it's the big corporations and in the military-industrial complex and all those people why the media is pro-Israeli. And so I really applaud you and appreciate what you just said and earlier, that, like, mentioning all these names. I think it's very important that you do that.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call, Ramsey. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to go back to Frank, actually, and I appreciate the call from Ramsey, calling from Canada, and his support. But before I go there, I have to, you know, I mentioned a lot of names, but I can't forget to mention my friend Targe, who has always been there for us, and he's a supporter of the program, and he is instrumental in our current issues with Hisham Tilawi Skype room. And if you want to join us on Skype, just send us an ad, and we will add you to the Skype room, and we'll be more than happy to include you in it. So thank you, Targe. You are you're always there, and we always count on you. Well, and now we will bring back
foreign and domestic,
the one and only Frank from West Virginia. Frank.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Tawali. How do I sound right now?
You sound much better now.
All right, and I got a mic. I put in my Bluetooth for it now. Beautiful out here in Tennessee. I want to tell you about Bristol, Tennessee, these mountains are worse. The fact that it's control of the media. What I'm getting at is the big mainstream media, and I just heard it on your ads, the mainstream media. They're dead. They're dead in the water, Dr. Duvall. And the caller did agree with me that we will eventually shift service. And I want to know who you think controls the internet now. Who controls your show? Who controls my show? Who controls Alex Jones? As he mentioned, major newspapers are all going out of business. They're dying. They're dropping over daily. The major mainstream CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, they're losing viewers by the millions. And nobody's listening. Oh, it's good. You can't even get them to turn on the television anymore, or listen to the radio. It's all internet-based. Now, who do you believe is going to be controlling the internet here in the future?
Well, the same people who are controlling the airwaves, and they are working on it, by the way. They are trying their darndest. What's that?
But what I don't get, who's controlling you then? Who's controlling me?
I'm controlling me. Nobody is controlling me except the truth. Now, who's controlling the show? The station that I'm on, whenever they decide that we've had enough, on whenever
the radio pressure, off,
whenever pressure comes down on the station, you know, I used to be on Nationwide Television Network until this Jewish control that we are talking about actually came down on that station, and they told him it's either you on the on the airwaves or Hisham Tilawi. You've got to get rid of this guy.
Or the advertisers, Dr. Tawali.
No. It was not the advertisers. Actually, this came from the station, from the director of that station, herself, and she said, this is exactly what she said. Jewish owners, cable network owners, they told her that unless she gets Hisham Tilawi off of the airwaves on her network, and that story is all over the internet and anyone can read it, and it's out there. This was like a few years back. They told her that Hisham Tilawi's got to go, and she did. She said, I'm sorry, Hisham, I cannot, you know, we either go off the air, the whole network goes off the air, or...
That happens every day to many people.
And that was it.
So,
they are controlling. And by the way, the sound's still not really that good, so I'm going to have to move on.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks for the call.
Let me listen.
His call was a little bit better, but the sound, but I really was not following too much with what he says. All I can get out of him is like, who controls the internet? Well, there are many people who control the internet, and I'll tell you why. My videos have been removed off of many services, you know, YouTube, Google, you name it. My videos that are critical of Israel and the Jews were taken off. And so yes, they do control it. Now, who controls the internet? Well, there are some who control the internet. And I'll tell you what, they are removing a lot of people off of the internet who are critical of Israel and critical of the Jewish control and influence of money, politics, and media in the United States. So, you know, this is not something, and this really, this has nothing to do with how you stand on the Jewish question itself. Because as a Muslim, we are to believe in Judaism, and we do. We are to believe in Christianity, and we do. Now, the message from God, the religion itself, now we're talking about Torah. I'm not talking about the Talmud. Now, Torah, Muslims are ordered. You know, it is mentioned in the Holy Book, in the Quran, that the Torah is the Word of God. And you are, now, what version of it, I don't know. Because, you know, right now there are many versions of many things out there. So I'm without getting deeper into what we're talking about here, we're not talking about the Jewish people in general. And I think it's an oxymoron to actually generalize when you speak about Jewish or Muslim or Christian control or any, because there are many Christians who don't control. There are many Jews who don't control. There are many Muslims who don't control. So I'm not one to generalize and say, oh, the Jews are this, the Jews are that. No. Many of my friends are Jews, and I don't have any problem with people of the Jewish faith. I have a problem with you, whoever you are, when you infringe on other people's freedoms and liberties, regardless of who you are, regardless if you are a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew. Now, it happened that the people who are in control of the media, most of them are of the Jewish faith, and as being of the Jewish faith, these people who are supporting the Israel, because, you see, and I want to go back to the article by Philip Wise, and this probably proves my point. He said, then there is Israel. Support for Israel is an element of Jewish religious practice and, more important, part of the Jewish culture experience. Even if you are a secular Jewish professional who prides himself on his objectivity, There is a ton of cultural pressure on you to support Israel, or at least not to betray Israel. We are talking about a religion, after all. And the pressures faced by Jews who are critical of Israel are not that different from what Muslim women who want greater freedom undergo physically, or by evangelical Christians who want to support gay rights. It is worth nothing that great Jewish heretics on the Israel question suffer anger or even ostracism inside their own families. Henry Sigmund talked about this on Charlie Rose once, I recall, that even close family were not speaking to him over Israel. And I have seen this for myself on numerous occasions. There is not a lot of bandwidth on this issue. Conversations about Israel, even inside the liberal Jewish community, are emotionally loaded and result in people not speaking to one another. I lost this blog at a mainstream publication because the editor was Jewish and conservative on Israel, and so was the new owner. And the publisher had worked for AIPAC, and all of them would likely call themselves liberal Democrats. So what Philip is saying here is exactly what we are saying. Even though these people are Jewish and liberals, you know, it's not just those religious Jews. You know, they could be atheist Jews, but they're still in the culture. They could be liberals, and they could be wanting to be progressive and objective in their reporting, and some of them are. But when it comes to Israel, these Jews find themselves under pressure from their families, from their communities, to actually sing Israel's song. And that's the problem. That is the problem we are faced with. And that is the reality of things. So, who is in control of the internet? A lot of people in control, and they are exerting that pressure. Just look at the internet. You know something? Anytime we have, it's like they are bombarding the internet with ads. Just try to go on any of my YouTube videos that are still up there. Right away, you will have an ad that deals with Israel, either visit Israel, or what is happening to Israel, or whatever. There is an ad on the internet. It is full of them. Now, you're not going to find many of those ads that are pro-Palestinians and pro-Muslims. Well, I guess because Palestinians don't have the money that the Jewish people have. And that's not a shame. You know, if people have money, that's fine. You know, the question is, how did you get that money? How did you get to have all that money? Now, if we want to speak about money ownership in the world, it runs along the lines of very much what we are seeing in the media. The influence in the banking system, we see it runs very much along the lines and equivalent to the influence we see in the media, the influence we see in politics, the influence we see on religion. You know, the funny thing about religion is you have a new religion growing in America. And actually, one of the callers, he mentioned this Caulfield Bible. And it is true that many people, about, I would say about 30 million of them right here in the United States, are studying this Caulfield Bible. This Caulfield Bible that is actually, they don't know when the Bible stops and Caulfield starts. Because they are teaching them what Caulfield wrote in the margins and in the footnotes. For instance, you know, when it says something about Israel in the Bible, right away, even though Israel in the Bible means Jacob, but right away, anything about Israel, Caulfield, of course, very brilliantly was paid by the Rothschild to rewrite the footnotes to the Bible. And they introduced you to the Caulfield Bible. And now 30 million Americans, mainly the in the evangelist movement, mainly those people who think that they go into rapture. Mainly those people who believe that we've got to get this thing over with. We want to be part of the rapturing experience. We don't want to be raised from the death. We want to actually rapture. So we must have Armageddon. We must have these wars. We must go and destroy Iran. We must inflame the Middle East because we care so much about the Jews and we care so much about Israel. The kingdom of Israel must be built. It doesn't matter how many millions of those Muslims we kill. It doesn't matter as long as we selfish people rapture. We'll be right back.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I think it has been an exciting 2 hours. Like they always say, time flies by quick when you are having fun. But You know, on that note, we were talking about the, you know, now there is a marriage between Zionism and the Christian right, which, you know, I call them the Christian wrong. You know, the right Christian, that wing that started with this Caulfield, actually it started before, but it grew into what is now known as the evangelist movement, part of it, not all evangelist movement, but this Christian Zionist. You know, these people believe that they go into rapture, but before the rapture, Armageddon must take place, turmoil and wars and earthquakes and floods and everything is going to take place. But at that time, all these people who believe in this, they're going to be raptured and sitting on the right side of God, watching us all go through hell down here. But before that happens, though, they believe that the Jews will convert to Christianity. Now, let me tell you something. Look at this strange marriage between the Zionist Christians and the Zionist movement. Now, Zionist, number one, they're not religious. Number two, the Jewish religion and the Jewish faith does not recognize Christianity, period. So, having the Jews convert to Christianity is not going to happen. Now, Jews, they look at you in Israel, they look at you and say, that's fine, keep believing that, but send us your money and your men to fight our wars. That's okay. You know, if you think we're going all to be Christians like you and rapture with you, that's fine. But just keep sending us your money. And on the other hand, these people think that they're actually going to rapture. Now, for those of you who are listening to us and don't know what rapture means, especially those in our international listening audience, these people believe that they will be ascended physically to God. Like you'll be driving down the highway and all of a sudden you'll see people going up into the skies. And hey, let's just hope that you are the driver, because if one of those people raptures and you are sitting in the back seat or in the passenger seat going 70 miles an hour, you know, Frank from West Virginia, just be careful. You know, if you're alone, well, I don't know. But if you got somebody with you, I don't know if Frank really believes in rapturing or not, or you will be sitting down talking to someone at a restaurant or something, and all of a sudden, whoops, they're gone. Let's just hope that they will rapture before, after they pay the bill. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck with paying the bill. Am I making fun of this? I should not, because people actually do believe in this. And I do happen to believe that anything you believe is fine with me. Just don't make your belief kill me and kill children and destroy other lives just because you believe in it. Well, that's all we have for you tonight. Go do the right thing, as we always say. Good night, and we will see you next week.